white paper that China has published on Taiwan. It's the first we've seen in a couple of decades, and certainly the first that we've seen since Xi Jinping came to power. Let's welcome Samson Ellis, Bloomberg's Taipei Bureau Chief, with us here live on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. So a couple of ways to look at it. There are elements of the white paper, Sam, that suggest that peaceful unification is, you know, is absolutely the drive here. But then there are other ways of looking at it, too, when you look at the interpretations by the Global Times and papers like that. And there's some suggestion that that Taiwan can be like Hong Kong. And from my own experience living in Taiwan, I can say nobody is really looking at that in a positive light. Has there been much reaction so far, Samson?
Well, as you kind of hinted at there, the overwhelming reaction in Taiwan so far is that, yeah, this isn't going to happen, or it's not going to happen anytime soon, at least. President Tsai Ing-wen did respond to the white paper, calling it wishful thinking and totally disregarding the reality of the cross-strait situation. And by that, she largely means that there's no desire in Taiwan for this peaceful unification or for any form of unification that the white paper espouses.
I think, is it sort of the timing as well in terms of Nancy Pelosi's visit last week? We're continuing to see a lot of pressure on Taipei after that visit, Beijing really trying to, I guess, keep up the rhetoric here?
Yeah, exactly. It does seem that this white paper, as you pointed out, it, you know, this is only the third white paper they've published on Taiwan, the first since the year 2000. So this is absolutely a significant policy document that, you know, we're all looking at very closely. And it does appear that, you know, they've taken the opportunity of Pelosi's visit to put it out early. You know, I don't think they initially planned to release it now had Pelosi not visited Taiwan last week. You know, this may have been something that they'd looked closer to the party Congress later this year to put out. This is absolutely part, you know, in addition to the military exercises that we've seen, to the economic coercive measures we've seen from Beijing, you know, this kind of adds to that, you know, on a policy level that, you know, just continuing to put the pressure on Taiwan, as you say.
It's interesting, I think, that a KMT delegation is visiting China. What do we know about that, and who will they see?
Yeah, well, they were very keen to play down the timing of the trip. You know, they said, oh, this has been planned for months. It's just a coincidence that it's happening a week after Pelosi visited and during, you know, the biggest crisis in tensions in decades. So they say they're not going to meet any high-level officials. You know, that still does leave open the possibility that they do meet some officials. What the definition of high-level official is, you know, open to interpretation. They say the main purpose of their trip is to meet Taiwanese living in China, students, business people, to gauge how they feel about the current situation and just see what the, you know, the KMT, Taiwan's main opposition party, and the, you know, the main party in Taiwan that still holds on to the notion of unification and promotes the, you know, the eventual unification of between Taiwan and China. Just to, you know, they're reaching out to, as they say, you know, Taiwanese compatriots on the other side of the strait, just to see how they can serve them and listen to their concerns.
And just Bloomberg reporting that President Tsai also condemned this as disappointing to Taiwanese people. What do these tensions kind of mean for the local elections that we have planned in Taiwan in November?
Well, that's definitely very interesting. So, yeah, in November, we get the full slate of local elections. So this is, you know, from the mayors of the major cities, the governors of the counties, all the way down to, you know, the chiefs of local neighborhoods. And you know, what's interesting to see, if you look back over elections in Taiwan, any time China has, you know, initiated some sort of crisis or, you know, has spoken out very strongly on Taiwan, or, you know, their actions in Hong Kong, cracking down on dissent there, this always plays badly in Taiwan for those who, you know, would like better relations with China. You know, it definitely has the effect overall of helping the ruling Democratic Progressive Party, which, of course, you know, espouses that Taiwan is already a de facto independent sovereign nation. So this trip to China by the KMT, I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and they are saying that, yeah, this will absolutely come up again during the run into the election later this year.
Might work against him, yeah. I'm interested in how you see DPP policy evolving here. I mean, they don't openly talk about independence, obviously. That's a no-no. But under what sort of conditions might the DPP look at reunification with China under a democratic government, something like, I mean, give us how that has changed over the past years.
So the DPP won't countenance any form of unification with China. The DPP's, you know, founding stance is basically largely Taiwanese independence. They're not going to announce independence because in their eyes, Taiwan is already an independent nation. It's just it doesn't have much international recognition, and so their stance is, you know, we don't need to announce independence because we are already independent. We just need more nations to recognize that, and so that's a way of kind of also signaling to China and the rest of the world and the United States that, look, we're not going to provoke another crisis by formally announcing independence. As for other people in Taiwan who are, you know, more willing to consider some form of political union with China, the stance very much here is, yeah, China would have to democratize first before we could consider anything.
Yep. Yeah, very interesting, Sam. Thanks very much for being with us on short notice. All kind of surprised by getting this white paper and looking at it. Sam Sinelis, Bloomberg's Taipei Bureau Chief, with us live.